Welcome friends to Literature Mantra, I'm Harsh Singh. Now in this lecture, I will mention some key facts or some important factual information regarding the works of Old English period, particularly Anglo-Saxon literature. From that phase, I'll point out the important facts from many of the literary works. Now the first is Battle of Maldon. Now, agar aapko yaad hoga, then in the last lecture, I talked about Battle of Maldon. So in this lecture, I'll talk about some important factual information that you should remember, because that is what is important from a exam point of view. Okay? So what is this Battle of Maldon about? Now the first fact that you should know is, as the name indicates, it is about a war. It is about a battle. But battle between whom? Between the East Saxons and the Vikings. Okay? Now remember, in the previous lecture I told you that England has been invaded by many communities, let's say many tribal groups. For example, there was the Viking invasion earlier. Okay? During the Anglo-Saxon phase, or during the Anglo-Saxon literature phase, us phase ki baat kar raha hu main. So from 450 AD to 1100 AD, of course AD nowadays is called CE, okay, common era. So during that phase, England, or let's say Great Britain, was invaded by many tribes, many tribal groups. There was the Viking invasion, Danish invasion, and of course the Jutes, Angles and the Saxons, they themselves were invaders, okay, because England ke original inhabitants kaun se the? They were the Celts. Okay, the Celts were the original inhabitants. Okay? Later on, the Angles and the Jutes and the Saxons settled down. After that, there was the Viking invasion. So, ye Battle of Maldon jo hai, it is about that battle. And the name of the English commander, or the army chief that fought in this battle, is Earl of Byrhtnoth. Okay? Earl of Byrhtnoth. Earl of Byrhtnoth. And the Battle of Maldon is an incomplete work. Okay? It is not complete. It is just a 325 line fragment. ठीक है, सो एक फ्रैगमेंट है ये जो मॉडर्न टाइम्स में हम पढ़ते हैं. इट इज जस्ट अ फ्रैगमेंट. ठीक है, एंड व्हेन डिड दिस बैटल ऑफ मेल्डोन टेक प्लेस? इट टुक प्लेस इन 991. ठीक है, इन 991 तब हुआ था ये. नाउ द नेक्स्ट इंपॉर्टेंट वर्क इज डियोर्स लैमेंट. ठीक है, डियोर्स, डी ई ओ आर, डियोर, डियोर्स लैमेंट. नाउ ये तो और भी छोटी सी पोएम है. इट इज जस्ट अ 42 लाइन पोएम. ठीक है, नाउ इट इज अ वेरी पर्सनल पोएम. सो एज द नेम इंडिकेट्स, इट्स अबाउट द ग्रीफ, द लैमेंट ऑफ अ पर्टिकुलर पर्सन. सो ब्रॉडली व्हाट इज द स्टोरी लाइन? दैट देर वॉज अ एम्प्लॉई, उसे मिनिस्ट्रल कहते हैं इंग्लैंड में. सो ही वॉज रिप्लेस्ड बाय हिज एम्प्लॉयर. इन दोज टाइम्स द एम्प्लॉयर वॉज कॉल्ड लॉर्ड. ठीक है, सो वट एवर लैंड वॉज गिवन टू द मिनिस्ट्रल वॉज विड्रॉन बाय द लॉर्ड, एंड सम हाउ दिस मिनिस्ट्रल और दिस एम्प्लॉय फेल आउट ऑफ द फेवर ऑफ his employer or his lord. So uske dukh ke bare mein hai ye. And there is a famous refrain in this poem, quote, "That trouble passed, so can this," unquote. ठीक है, so you should remember this refrain, because exam mein inhi sab cheezon se question aate hain, whether it be Battle of Maldon, whether it be Dior's lament. ठीक है, these are important facts that you should keep in mind. ठीक है, and particularly this refrain, "That trouble passed, so can this." ठीक है, this is the refrain. ठीक है, now moving on to the next work. The next work is The Dream of the Rood. Okay, The Dream of the Rood. Now The Dream of the Rood is a religious poem. Okay, and basically it is about the tree on which Jesus Christ was crucified. So is poem mein jo tree hai, jo ped hai, that is what speaks, that he, that the tree says that, you know, when they were crucifying Jesus Christ, the tree also felt the nails being hammered into Christ's hand, and finally the nails penetrating into the wood of the tree. So it's a religious poem, first fact, and second, it's just about the tree speaking about the crucifixion of Christ. And this poem, The Dream of the Rood, it is in the anthology called Vercelli Book. Okay, now I have spoken about this anthology in the previous lecture, called Vercelli, V-E-R-C-E-L-L-I, Vercelli Book. This is an important anthology which contains many of the Old English poems. Okay, so aap isko naam yaad rakhna. Now the next important poem is, of course, Beowulf. Beowulf is a epic poem, okay, and it is about the hero called Beowulf. Hero ka bhi naam yahi hai. And one thing to keep in mind is that Battle of Maldon, Dior's Lament, Dream of the Rood, and also Beowulf, these are anonymous poems. ठीक है. सो इट इज नॉट नोन हु एक्चुअली रोट द पोएम. ठीक है. नाउ कमिंग बैक टू बीवुल्फ. सो इट इज अबाउट दिस हीरो बीवुल्फ हु फाइट्स अ मॉन्स्टर और लेट्स से विलन. सो द नेम ऑफ दिस मॉन्स्टर वॉज ग्रेंडल. ठीक है. सो फर्स्ट बीवुल्फ किल्स ग्रेंडल. सो व्हेन द मदर ऑफ ग्रेंडल फाइंड्स आउट दैट हर सन हैज बीन किल्ड बाय बीवुल्फ शी गेट्स एंग्री एंड आफ्टर दैट शी नो फाइट्स विद बीवुल्फ एंड बीवुल्फ ऑल्सो kills the mother of Grendel. After that, what happens is Grendel is crowned as the king. He returns back to his homeland. And after serving as king for 40-50 years, uske baad ek aur third monster se ladte hain ye, and it is a dragon. But this time, the villain, or let's say the dragon, inflicts a mortal wound on Beowulf. So, of course, Beowulf finally kills the dragon, but ultimately, he also dies of his wounds. Theek hai? So broadly, this is what this epic poem Beowulf is about. So you should remember the name of the hero, the name of the monster which Beowulf fights. Uske baad, one thing you should also remember that Beowulf comes from a kingdom called Geatland. Okay, G-E-A-T, Geatland. Now, he comes from a kingdom called Geatland and goes to the kingdom of King Hrothgar. Okay, Hrothgar is the king of that place where that monster used to be. जहां पे वो मॉन्स्टर मिलता है एंड किंग रॉथगर इज द किंग ऑफ डेनमार्क. ठीक है. एंड ऑफ कोर्स व्हेन ही रीचेस डेनमार्क ही किल्स ग्रेंडल एंड फाइनली आफ्टर किलिंग ग्रेंडल एंड द मदर ऑफ ग्रेंडल ही गोज बैक टू गीटलैंड एंड ओवर देयर व्हेन अ ड्रैगन अटैक्स हिज पीपल ही फाइनली किल्स द ड्रैगन. ठीक है. और डेनमार्क से और क्या याद आता है? शेक्सपियर्स हैमलेट. नाउ वेयर इज हैमलेट सेट और वेयर इज द सेटिंग? इट इज ऑल्सो इन डेनमार्क. And then one more fact you should remember about Beowulf. Now, Beowulf was written in Old English, but later on it has been translated into modern English by two people. Two very famous translations are there. One is by Seamus Heaney. Okay, Seamus Heaney. S-E-A-M-U-S. Seamus Heaney ka H-E-A-N-E-Y. Seamus Heaney. Now, Seamus Heaney is a very important writer in postmodern literature. Okay. But Seamus Heaney and also another writer called J.R.R. Tolkien. Okay, J.R.R. Tolkien. These people have translated Beowulf into modern English. Okay, so they can ask you in exam, you know, who has translated Beowulf in modern English. These two translations are very famous. Okay, the translations by these two people. And you know, J.R.R. Tolkien famously says about Beowulf. You know, there is a famous quotation that the total effect is more like a long lyrical elegy than an epic. ठीक है. The total effect is more like a long lyrical elegy than an epic. मतलब he is talking about Beowulf. ठीक है. Of course Beowulf is a epic, but he is saying J.R.R. Tolkien is saying that the effect when you read it, the effect is more like a long lyrical elegy. So they can also ask you who has made this statement about Beowulf. Remember, it is J.R.R. Tolkien. And one more fact you should remember about Beowulf. Remember I told you that after killing the dragon, Beowulf also dies. Okay? And us waqt wo king hote hain. Beowulf is a king at that time. So, a question can come, who succeeds Beowulf after his death? After the death of Beowulf, who succeeds him onto the throne? The person who succeeds Beowulf is called Wiglaf. ठीक है. W-I-G-L-A-F, Wiglaf. ये नाम याद रखना, Wiglaf. Now after this you should know about two more authors. ठीक है, two more writers which are very important from an exam point of view with respect to old English literature. One is called Cædmon. ठीक है, and the other is called Cynewulf. Now what is the spelling of Cædmon? C-A-E-D-M-O-N, Cædmon. And after that Cynewulf, C-Y-N-E-W-U-L-F, Cynewulf. ठीक है. And chronologically speaking, first comes Cædmon, afterwards Cynewulf. ठीक है. अगर question आ जाए that arrange the following authors in chronological sequence. So first comes Cædmon. Now the story about Cædmon is that he was a illiterate farmer, a herdsman. And one night when he slept, कुछ सपना आया उसको. And afterwards he just began to sing hymns. H-Y-M-N, hymns. So first of all, it is very strange for an illiterate person to start singing hymns or religious songs, first of all. But this is what the legend is. This is what the story is. about him. And his poems are found in an anthology called Sidmon's Manuscript. Okay, Sidmon Manuscript. Sometimes it is also called Junius Manuscript. Okay, Junius, J-U-N-I-U-S, Junius Manuscript. So basically this manuscript contains Old English poems by Sidmon. Aur char important poems hain jo ki aapko yaad rakhna chahiye. The first is called Christ and Satan. Okay, Christ and Satan, and as the name indicates, it contains the lament of the fallen angels. Okay, uske baad the next poem is called Daniel. Okay, Daniel. Then the next poem is Genesis. Okay, Genesis. G-E-N-E-S-I-S. Genesis. Genesis is the longest poem in this manuscript. It is a 2000, almost a 3000 line poem. Uske baad ek aur poem hai isme important, which is called Exodus. Okay, Exodus. And sometimes in some books you'll find that the works of Sidmon are being referred to as Sidmon's paraphrases. Now after that, the poems of Cynewulf. This is very important, and he's famous for four poems, four Old English poems. The first is called The Fate of the Apostles. The Fate of the Apostles, and this is a 122 line poem. Uske baad Elene, E-L-E-N-E, Elene. This is a 1000 line poem. Uske baad The Ascension, The Ascension. So ascending, wo wala ascension. A-S C-E-N-S-I-O-N, The Ascension. And another poem is Juliana. Okay, Juliana. This is the name of the fourth poem. So basically, Cynewulf is famous for these four poems. So you should remember the names of these four poems. And most of the poems of Old English period, including those of Cynewulf and Sidmon, are religious in nature. They talk about the creation, how God created. Then they deal with the subject of fallen angels, crucifixion, for example, the dream of the rood, as I told you earlier. And in terms of chronology, you should remember that Sidmon comes first, after that Cynewulf. Now let me tell you one more fact. Remember in the earlier lecture I talked about four anthologies of poems. One I said Vercelli book, then Beowulf manuscript, uske baad Exeter book, and the fourth one was Junius manuscript. Okay, now I have already talked about Junius manuscript. I have talked about Beowulf manuscript, which contains the epic poem Beowulf. Uske baad I have also talked about Vercelli book, and now let me talk about the Exeter book. Now Exeter book is basically a anthology of Old English poems. Aur kaun kaun se important poems hain is anthology mein. Isme hai The Wanderer. Okay, The Wanderer is there, The Seafarer is there, The Wife's Lament, The Husband's Message, The Ruin. Ye paancho naam aapko yaad rakhna hai. The Wanderer, The Seafarer, The Wife's Lament, The Husband's Message, and The Ruin. So from an exam point of view, remember that they can ask you the name of the anthologies. They can ask you what individual poems are about. Okay, of course the questions that they ask are not difficult. Bahut hi simple sawal hote hain isme, but keeping in mind these important facts which I told you is important. Now after that there is one more work, and this is a work in prose called Anglo-Saxon Chronicle. So Anglo-Saxon Chronicle hai kya? It is basically a, let's say, a record of historical events. Okay, events in the Anglo-Saxon period till the Norman period, till the coming of the Normans. It is just a record of all of that. So this chronicle, the Anglo-Saxon chronicle, along with one more text called The Ecclesiastical History of the English People by Bede, B-E-D-E. Bede ek historian, let's say ek writer ka naam hai. Generally he is referred to as Venerable Bede. So these two works, Ecclesiastical History of the English People and also Anglo-Saxon Chronicle, this is a good record of the historical events that happened during the Anglo-Saxon times till the coming of the Normans. Theek hai? Now after that, abhi tak maine literature ki baat ki. I have spoken about the important factual information in the literary works, in the various literary works. Now one more thing you should keep in mind are the important literary features. In all of these literary works, these poems, if we were to generalize, what is the important literary feature that we will expect to find in many of the Old English poems? So uska answer kya hai? The first thing is alliterative verse. Alliterative verse. So what is alliterative verse? Basically the presence of a lot of alliteration. Use kehte hain alliterative verse. And you can also expect to find one more thing, kenning. K-E-N-N-I-N-G. Kenning. So, do ye cheez aap yaad rakhna. Now, what is kenning? See, kenning basically is a phrase that we use instead of a common noun. Instead of a noun, a phrase is used. Normally, in grammar, we use a word in place of a noun called a pronoun, right? But yahan pe wo nahi hai. Yahan pe, instead of a noun, it is a phrase that is used, and that phrase is called kenning. For example, instead of referring to sea, right? Matlab S-E-A, matlab pani wala sea. Instead of referring to sea, they usually call it Swan Road. S-W-A-N, Swan Road. So, this is an example of a kenning. Theek hai? So, in Old English literature or Anglo-Saxon literature, remember the key facts in the literary works, important literary works. Also, name of these important literary works, and after that, important literary features. Theek hai? Because all of this is important from an exam point of view. In sabhi cheezon pe question aa chuke hain. So, based on the analysis that we did, we have prepared this lecture.